Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook.
In a ceremony rich in pomp and circumstance, the Army sprawling Fort Bragg in North Carolina has been renamed Fort Liberty. The Army post adjacent to Fayetteville is home of the famed 82nd Airborne, as well as Special Forces. Redoing all of the signage at one of the military's largest installations will cost taxpayers more than $6 million. The Defense Department decided to rename military facilities, burying the names of Confederate soldiers in response to the 2020 George Floyd protests. The North Carolina Army post was originally named in 1918 for Confederate General Braxton Bragg. He was a slave owner and a key Confederate commander in several major Civil War battles. Jim Crisula, CBS News.